Just about 5 minutes this side of the 10 o'clock hour. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Mornings with Ed show, actually the midday show at this point. And as I was strolling by the sandpiper the other day, the dirty bird, as I'm walking by, I looked into the window next door and I noticed, wow, all right, something new is happening here, something exciting. And it's exciting because of two reasons, not just for the products and the displays and the beautiful teas and the spices that we'll be talking about in a moment, but because the name of the business is one of the words that's always been hard for me to pronounce, turmeric. It's tea and turmeric, and it's right next to the Dirty Bird. To talk to us about that brand new cool shop is Kavita Reddy. Kavita is with tea and turmeric. She runs it with her sister. Good morning. Thank you for being here this morning, and thank you for taking time out to do this. I know the scheduling was a little tough. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you. I'm sorry my sister couldn't make it. You know, as I was telling you, we got a little sick dog at home, so she's taking care of him.
She's doing the important work. She's doing exactly. So we thank her. So Vidya is your sister.
That's right.
And you're in business with your sister. I would think that for most of us, that would be an excruciating thing.
Well, it's our second business together, so we're pretty much best friends. You know, we fight like sisters, but generally speaking, we like each other and we have complementary skills, so it's worked out pretty good so far.
Tell us about those complementary skills.
All right. So my background is in computer science, so I'm sort of the techie, the problem solver, the person that figures things out.
Okay.
She is more creative, and in this particular business, she has a background in holistic health and Ayurveda. Okay. So that really, it's really great for the products that we sell.
It really is conducive to the stuff you sell. It really, really is. So tell us about the kind of products you sell. What will we find when we walk into tea and turmeric?
Tea and turmeric, well, it used to be the spice merchants, right, just up until about a month ago. That was run by a nice gentleman named Paul for about 8 years. Right. And so it had great local following, especially at the farmer's market. Paul was retiring and we were closing up our other shop. We had a handmade shop for almost 10 years.
Okay.
We were sort of done with that phase of our lives and we're looking for something to do, and everything sort of was synergistic, and we ended up buying the spice merchants from Paul, and we have changed the name, but we still have the same products, right, that he had. So it is spices, okay, spice blends, loose teas, and all kinds of great little gourmet little prepackaged, okay, products.
And I noticed one of the things that I absolutely love that you have are the spice kits.
Yes.
Tell us about the spice kits.
Well, the entire impetus for us moving into this business was during COVID last year, we had to shut down our store by hand for the 2 months.
Okay.
We were sort of, we were trying to cook at home, and we didn't have this masala that my grandmother makes and sends us from India.
Oh, okay.
Actually, she doesn't send it. My mother goes and picks up in a big, like 5 kilogram thing, and we freeze it. And we always grew up cooking with just taking this masala and throwing it into things, and it would make this wonderful curry. So during COVID, we didn't have it. So we had to make a bunch of phone calls to my grandmother to figure out how to actually make this. And it's really complex because Indian cooking takes dozens of spices.
Right,
and
right.
It's not as simple as just getting a curry from a store. So we made it, we improved it, and we thought, wow, this is really great. This tastes great. It really makes cooking a lot easier. So we developed this, it's called Indian Made Easy. Okay. It's a spice kit that has a masala for vegetables, a masala for meats, and there's two other things. And these two other things are what you really need to make a real Indian meal. And that's probably what's missing if you're cooking at home and right, you make Indian food and it isn't quite like the restaurant. And basically with this kit, you can kind of make almost any Indian food, any of your favorite Indian dishes.
Right.
So we made that and we were thinking about, okay, well, we want to move into this world because we were really excited by it. And Vidya is an excellent home chef and I like to eat. So we wanted a place to actually do that. So that's how we ended up buying the spice merchants. But so the kit, back to the kit, also has a bunch of recipes that we have developed. And it's your favorite recipes, like, you know, tikka masala, butter chicken. But there's some fun stuff in there. There's a few South Indian recipes.
Okay.
So a lot of the restaurants that you go to are North Indian in all over North America. You know, it's a really good stuff. It's rich. It's got butter chicken. It's very cream-based. It's a little sweeter. South Indian cooking is much more vegetable-based. It's a little hotter and relies more on tomatoes and onions to get you the gravy. So this book has a few of those recipes, and those recipes are actually our grandmother's recipes. So, yeah.
Okay.
So it's a lot of fun. So people will be introduced to probably a new cooking,
right?
A new type of Indian food that they haven't had before.
I find that if I'm in an authentic Indian restaurant, that yes, the masala, whatever the dish is, the masala tastes different than if I was to go try and make it at my house and I buy the jarred masala off the counter. It's completely different. If I went to your store, I'd be having your grandmother's masala.
You would.
That
you
is awesome.
Absolutely would.
That is absolutely awesome.
And the fun thing we did with the cookbook is, you know, we have a lot of people in our lives that don't love Indian food.
Right.
So each recipe in the book has an Indian-ish version and an Indian-est version.
Okay.
So the Indian-ish is you take these masalas, you put a little bit on, you know, it sort of gives you a bit of exoticness to your food.
Right.
But you're not really that into Indian food. It's a good way to introduce people into
right.
it. The Indian-est recipes, if you follow it the way we've written with all four products, it'll be like eating at our house.
Okay.
So.
Oh, which sounds amazing. Which sounds amazing.
It
by
is
the way.
Amazing. I will attest to that because my sister's an excellent cook.
Okay. Hey, Vidya, you hear that?
Yes.
The pressure's on now. We're all coming over. So you mentioned the difference in Northern Indian cuisine and Southern Indian cuisine. Where is that line? Where does that line change?
I don't exactly know where the line changes, but the states that are to the south
right.
are very different than the states to the north. I mean, Hindi is not the primary language in the states to the south,
right.
And each region within the south has their own type of cooking. That's the thing about Indian food. It depends what region you're in.
Right.
It depends what town you're in. It depends what family you're in, because everybody's got their own recipes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And your grandma has the best.
Well,
there's no doubt.
Maybe we're biased, but yes.
So it's not just spices. It's also teas.
That's right. We have a collection, probably over 100 loose teas.
Wow. Okay.
And people absolutely love our teas. We get calls from all over the country asking for us to ship these teas, and we're happy to do it. And we've actually introduced a few of, in addition to the spice kits, we've added a couple of chais.
Okay.
So the traditional Indian chai is, at least in the South, it's actually a little bit spicy in the sense that it has peppercorns in it and it's got ginger in it.
Okay.
So we drink so much of this in our household that we made a chai and we tried to make it good for you.
Right.
So we made this pink chai. It's a lot of fun. It's pink when you brew it.
Okay.
It's pink because it's got beets, so it's actually good for you in this. It's detoxifying.
Okay.
But it's also really fun to drink. So we have that at the store as well.
Okay. Did you grow up drinking teas?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And are you currently selling a tea that was your favorite growing up?
Yes. This chai. Now, my mother didn't make it pink. And now if she had, I might have over OD'd on it when I was a kid.
So a healthy tea with beets. Yeah. You also have something called mate, which I want to talk about here to the audience. If you don't know what mate is, I grew up in an Argentine household, and mate has been a long time drink of the gauchos that used to roam the pampas, and it comes in a husk. The proper way to drink it is really out of a hide husk with a steel or stainless steel bombilla, which is a straw that filters the tea as you drink it. Are you finding a lot of interest in your mate?
You know, I'm trying to convert people to mate. It's been a tough uphill road, but maybe together we can.
Okay, you and I together, we're going to work on it together.
It's great. I love it. You've taught me something about how it's actually traditionally had. So
right.
I would actually probably like to look into how that's done and see if we can carry these husks and the straw. So that's really cool. Mm. But for those who don't know, mate is an herbal drink, but it has a lot of caffeine.
Yes, it does. It does. I could replace the coffee with the mate, and it's actually a little healthier.
Yes.
It is an absolutely healthy tea, so I could replace my caffeine need with coffee for the mate. So growing up, you and your sister, was it always this great a relationship that you figured, you know what, when we're teenagers, let's go into business when we're adults?
Oh gosh, no. We actually had a few physical fights that involved, you know, her best friend fighting my best friend and me fighting her.
So typical sisters growing up.
Typical sisters
and,
growing up.
And when did you decide to pull the trigger and go in together on business?
As adults, we became much, much closer. And then many, many, many years later, I opened the By Hand store, and Vidya then joined me to run that for 10 years.
Right. So it seems that you've got this knack for creative businesses, the By Hand store, now the tea and turmeric. Do you see eventually, like you evolved from the By Hand to tea and turmeric, do you see yourself eventually down the road evolving into, maybe preparing some of grandma's dishes for people and maybe opening a business that actually serves Indian food or something like that?
That would be really cool. What's really kind of neat is that quite a lot of the local people that come in, you know, it's a great business because you can talk about food, and who doesn't love talking about
yes.
food? And everybody's so friendly, you know, when they buy something, we talk about how are you going to make it. But what we found absolutely fascinating is that there's a big connection to India from a lot of people that are local that come to the spice shop. Now, I assume it's sort of self-selecting because they're coming to a spice shop. But I think there would be a lot of interest in that. We don't know anything about the restaurant business. It looks like a tough business. So.
I'll get some of my best people to give you a call and we'll see what's up there. But yeah, I think that would be I would love a great Indian restaurant in town, wouldn't we all?
Yes.
So like a great, 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 where grandma's in the kitchen, that
yes.
kind. So that's
yes.
that's the kind I'd be looking for here. And maybe, I don't know if you can answer this or not, but when you eat cuisine from other countries and do you find it kind of bland because you grew up with such spicy cuisine?
It's true. It's true. But no,
nope.
You know, there's something to be appreciated in all kinds of food. You know,
right.
there's beauty to subtlety,
right.
in, you know, like French cuisine. So, so while our taste buds are, you know,
acclimated to something spicier,
something spicier,
right.
We can definitely appreciate something else.
All right. You and I, we'll make some Italian food one of these
yes.
days. Okay, we'll munch out on some Italian food.
How about Argentinian barbecue?
Well, oh my God, an asado. So that's what we'll do. We'll do a little parrillada. You bring some of grandma's sauce, and
yes.
we'll do the chimichurri and that sauce together.
Exactly.
And we'll make something happen.
It'd be Indian-ish, Argentinian-ish.
I'm digging this conversation right now. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Kavita Reddy. She's got a brand new shop, the Tea and Turmeric Shop. It's right next door to the Sandpiper here on Coast Highway. And I'm sorry that's the way I do it, but I think everybody knows where the Sandpiper is. Where do we find you online?
We are working on that. So
okay.
that's one of the things that we want to do in the new year is to be able to shop online.
Okay.
Ideally, we'd like people to be able to shop online. And if they live in the 92651 area, we're thinking about maybe delivering
okay.
after hours.
Yes.
Don't hold us to that. It's a thought ruminating in our heads, but we'll be online because we have so many people that shop from all over the country.
Right.
But it's a daunting task. You know, there's like probably 200 different spice blends. There's 100 different teas, you know, the logistics of getting that online and making sure that you have enough inventory. If somebody buys, you know, 6 ounces of this Earl Grey tea and somebody in store is buying 2 ounces, do you have enough to fulfill this online order?
Right.
Logistics.
Right, right. And that's your department.
That's my department, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll get you on that. Make sure you're operating over the holidays here. Speaking of holidays, so do you have little gift packages or great deals for the holidays on spices or teas?
Yes, we have a bunch of fun stuff for Christmas. We have these pre-made kits that come in our beautifully branded boxes that have three or four spices. And the fun thing is they have recipes included, and they're anywhere from $32 to $38. They're already packaged up. You can give it to somebody. So we have stuff like, you know, something for someone that's a baker.
Right.
We have the barbecue master for the barbecue guy or gal.
Okay.
We have an around the world one, which has spices from all around the world. Right. We have catch of the day. We have eat your veggies. Those are ready to go. And you can come pick them up. And obviously, I've talked about our Indian Made Easy.
Right.
We are working furiously to keep up with that because word's gotten out and we've sold out several times already. And we make these spices, so we got to go.
Excellent.
So it's a process.
Excellent, excellent.
And then we have if you spend $50 in store, we have this really funky square candle. It's like a square flat candle. It comes with its own stand and it's got our lifeguard tower on it. So it's a custom made little piece that we give to people that spend over $50 during the Christmas holidays.
Oh, that's very cool. First of all, what a great idea. And the candle sounds amazing. I could want one of those.
I should have brought one for you.
No, that's okay. I'll go there and I'll spend the $50. I'll buy $50 worth of mate today.
I was going to say, you're going to clean me out of mate, aren't you?
Okay, so give us the address.
It's 1175 South Coast Highway.
Okay, and it's right next to the Dirty Bird. If you're in town, that's the stop you should make. You can pick up great Christmas gift items, holiday gift items. I'll look forward to talking to you over and over.
You're great.
All right, so we've been talking to Kavita Reddy. She's with Tea and Turmeric. Just reopened the doors a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And welcome.
Thank you so much.
Delighted to have you. We'll look forward to talking to you again.
All right.
10:21 the time.